You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This guy says, so I haven't gone yet, but I've been dying to go. I'm a 23-year-old straight male. How do I justify seeing Frozen 2 in a theater if I don't have a kid? Please help.
Why do you want to do that?
You
How
don't.
Old is he?
23-year-old straight guy.
Oh, God.
So he was 20.
No, he was young. So that was like 6 years ago the original movie came out.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So he was 17.
Still old.
That's still old.
I mean, just wait for it to come out to DVD, bub.
Unless
you find a kid to take, you cannot
you
go.
Do that.
Find a kid.
Well, I mean that you know. Not just a kid on the street.
Go find a kid. That's bad advice, Dave.
No. A kid he knows.
I want to be someone in your family.
Oh, this guy could easily go during the week, during a matinee. There's nobody there anyways.
Well, I'll tell you this.
One of the only people in the theater.
He might, but if there's like a mom there... And because I'll just say that if I went to Frozen with my daughter and there's just a random guy by himself,
you're eyeing him the whole time.
Oh, my God. I'm like, is he jerking off in
yeah,
here?
You're this, watching him.
This, what are you doing in there?
Yeah. Chomo is in there. And
yeah, I think you can wait. It'll be out not that long from now.
Yeah. I mean, I waited to see Avengers till it came out on the old. I could do it on demand, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
So just do that with your
And
Frozen.
To be honest, I'll let him know now. It's not as good as the first one. So don't worry about it.
Chuck is not missing anything.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
You can wait a couple months, dude. That's if you can't find someone to go with, then.
Wild question.
Yep.
It is.
That was a weird one.
Yeah. But thanks, straight guy.
Yeah.
All the best.
Jason has a little last bit of advice for this guy, Jason the Jew. Hello.
Hey. My advice is don't go.
Don't go.
Okay, because have you done something like this?
I didn't go to a movie. I went to the zoo.
By yourself?
Alone.
Yeah. Oh, my.
It was on Easter.
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness. There's a lot of chatter on those walkie-talkies that day.
You know, so I felt like I realized as I'm walking, like, I'm a creep.
Yeah, dude.
You just felt like going to the zoo.
Yeah, I live really close to it, and I have a membership, so you know, I feel like...
Yeah, like if you don't go at least three times, like you're not you didn't, you know, use it enough.
We got a lone ginger Jew near the hippopotamus.
Well, I'm not a ginger. Hold on.
So many got a red beard. I'm not a ginger. That's the most offensive thing ever.
Jesus,
you can call me Jew all you want, but don't call me a ginger.
Wow, that's where he draws the line.
That's where he draws the line. He's furious.
When Dave finally did it, I knew Dave would do it eventually.
Jew.
Yeah.
Ginger.
What?
Now you're going to have to grow some hair back and prove you're not a ginger to everybody.
I think you just show his pubes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay. I just was speaking of his ginger beard.
Yeah. So just don't go. I'm telling. Even if you don't feel like a creep, everyone thinks you're a creep.
It's the first thing I would think as a, you know, like I even went to one that was like a early thing, and there was people that won, and there were there, and then there were people that were, you know, part of media that were there, and I was looking like eyeballing everybody. Like, who's here just... What dude is here just by himself?
Single, solo dudes, there's a myriad of places you can't go, right?
Right.
You can't go to parks anymore.
No. Not theme parks.
No. You can't go to theme parks or parks.
Water parks.
You can't go to children's movies.
Right.
No.
To the zoo.
Right.
I mean, go to movies by myself, but you have to... Like, it has to be Tron.
It has to be a
nerd
movie.
It has to be Lord
Action.
Of the Rings.
I disagree with so badly.
I go to parks, too.
Wow.
You go to parks too? Well, Chuck does. Used to.
I go take a walk. I'm a creep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. Listen, I had a cop car pull up behind me on one of my aunt finding missions that I was in a park because I was by myself. A cop car was on the trail in the woods. They were like, oh, we just do this every once in a while. I'm like, no. Some mom saw me and we're like, listen, there's a creeper. that is going to grab a kid.
Or they're like, hey, there's a crazy guy on his knees on the ground with magnifying glasses looking at
Yeah, exactly.
He needs mental help.
Playing with fire because I'm in the toy aisle at a lot of places. If I go to a store, I always look at the action figures.
I always have a kid with me. So
yeah, not me.
You're fine, Andy. Mm-hmm. I do that too.
Yeah. I always do. Like, there's never like families there. It's always just like another fat dude like me. Yeah, I'm just like looking at Star Wars stuff, huh? I bet you're a pretty cool dude.
Yeah.
You can't go to the trampoline park, whatever those are.
Those jump
by
jumpy
yourself,
zones.
Like a time by himself.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Hi, I'm here to jump.
Andy, how is Sky Zone?
Tased me good right away.
You're like in line with the kids?
I didn't even get one shoe off.
Not even as a dad, I would do
the
it.
Other shoe
not
off.
Even as a dad would I do it. Yeah. I've got kids jumping around. I'm not going jumping around.
No, I wouldn't. All the time my kids go. I don't.
Oh. If you didn't have kids with you, just walked in by yourself.
I'm just here to do some jumping. Pepper spray and electricity.
Yeah, man. Like all the moms that are on guard duty there.
Oh, hilarious.
Andy goes to the trampoline.
Yeah, I can't.
I'd watch that. Scott's in Boston. Scott.
Just here to jump, man.
He just loves jump.
Just here to jump with the children.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Socks.
Good.
Orange.
I have some advice for the frozen guy.
Yeah.
Me and the family went to see it. We had a bunch of little kids with us, but the theater we went to, they had a separate showing for 21 plus.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
That's a
creeper.
Nice.
Creeper oh, wow.
Town. Creeper Town showing. Okay, so he needs to find a Creeper Town showing.
Yeah,
that's interesting,
exactly.
Though.
I don't know if I could say the actual theater I went to, but...
Nah, don't worry. We don't want to give him any free press.
Yeah.
How's the weather
exactly.
There, by the way? You getting just pounded up the ass this morning with snow?
Yeah, I'm flying all over the highway.
Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah, drive safe, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you.
See ya.
Yeah, Massachusetts is just getting...
It's crazy because
they're getting hammered.
Blasted. School in Boston today.
I'm getting like a snowblower today.
Yeah.
I'm having the drop off of the snowblower today.
It's exciting.
And like,
that's really exciting, Chuck.
I know, but I'll probably be doing like a little like, hey, I got a snowblower.
Yeah.
And, I realize we don't have any snow, but in Boston, it's just
the weather
like
today is
crazy there.
Oh, right?
We'll have snow.
We will. It's
don't
coming.
Worry about it.
I feel bad. It's like I'm rubbing it in today.
No, they get it. Yeah, there's a winter storm warning, and
it looks bad, dude.
Really? How many inches?
I think some parts had up to 16.
I was going to say, I thought
what?
16.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw footage of it on the news. Like, it's crazy there.
Yeah, no, certain parts we're expecting a lot of snow. It all depends.
Yikes.
Be safe out there, man.
That sucks.
Yep. They know what to do.
Well, I know, but still.
But do not go alone to a trampoline place.
Whatever
you
do. Don't do that.
Yeah, so the additional snowfall is 4 to 8 inches on top of the snow that they already got.
Yeah.
Which in some places was like over 12 inches.
Yeah.
Wind gusting to as high as 40 miles per hour with the snow.
And when they have like a winter storm, they have a real winter storm.
Yeah, they do. They are in the middle of a prolonged winter storm, they say.
Yeah.
So
I actually brought my own socks. Yeah. I don't need any. These are my own.
Yeah, I have a case for them.
Yeah.
I can see you also like they have like a little dodgeball area and
destroying kids.
Oh yeah. There's some places that had 14 inches on the ground by yesterday morning and it's still snowing.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
That's crazy.
So not so much around Boston, but in the suburbs.
If you're a single solo dude, you probably can't go sledding at the Big Hill.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Could you imagine just a creepy dude like...
Don't you tell me I can't go sledding.
Yeah, I was going to say, everything you're saying to do is like James is doing.
I can only go by myself.
James, you sled by yourself?
I would. If I got the hankering to go sledding, I would go by myself.
God, I would go with you,
though. My fiance is always working. Well, I'll call you, Lisa. I got a couple sleds.
She slammed a fist. She felt that.
Me too.
Probably kill myself.
Guys, I'm killing all my joy. I got to do all these things by myself.
This guy said,
I'll be honest. I went sledding with my kids. You, as an adult, you can't get on a sled and go down.
You go
You look like some kind of weirdo.
No, you do, and you hurt the hell out of your back and ass.
You look like a weirdo.
Like, that's just not me.
I know.
It's not fun. My ass was sore for days.
But it's true. Yeah. You just, like, it's for the kids. To be like, hey, kid, you're letting me go down first. It's like, oh, man, you'd feel like such a toolbox. You'd have to go to a place where there's no kids. Your own secret stash.
This guy here got 16 inches of snow. This guy said, I'm in Massachusetts plowing right now. I just see money falling from the sky. Yeah, you win.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Another one is going 5 miles an hour on 95 North. This person got 19 inches where he is. He thanks God for his Jeep. 19.
Yeah,
this one got 14 yesterday and is expecting another 4 to 10 today.
Yeah.
And another guy owns a landscape company currently plowing over 90 driveways. We are getting fisted by Mother Nature.
This is going to be crazy.
The earth is...
And then there's this guy in Tampa. It's 46 in Tampa. I'm freezing.
Oh, I bet. I bet you are.
Well, that is cold for Tampa.
That is cold for Tampa.
Yeah, but you're just 40. No less than 6 feet away from, like, giant snakes. And
hopefully the snakes will die in the 46.
Yeah.
All right.
They're super snakes down there.
All the best. Be safe on the roads if you're in the Massachusetts area this morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I was driving home yesterday and saw a billboard for a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, couldn't quite get a snap of it in time. But it said, I've never seen this on a strip club billboard before. New girls, new effort.
New effort?
Like they were lazy ass bitches before?
It must be. Didn't put out the...
Might as well just say, we'll blow you good.
Yeah, didn't put out the service people were after.
But I looked them up, and on their Twitter, they said the same thing. So that must have been, the billboard's been up for a while. But
new effort.
New girls.
That's like when a restaurant is like overrun with cockroaches, and then like they're like under new management.
I think there's a language barrier possibly at this place, too.
Oh, that's funny.
Like,
did you, I'm sure we've all seen bad strippers, right?
Yeah.
The ones that are phoning it in pretty much.
Yeah.
That don't, you can tell don't want to be there.
Right.
Then there's the others that are amazing.
Yeah.
They're giving it their all.
Yeah. But I still don't think they want to be there that much.
Well,
yeah,
no, but at least they try. Yeah. At least they try.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some of them try because they have to try. Some of them don't have to try.
Yeah.
Like they're just pretty enough, they don't have to try.
But Andy, who spent some time working at a strip club years and years ago, did you have those nights when the girls were just, like, you could tell it was just no effort at all?
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, it was crazy. It was a crazy thing to see. Like, most of those girls, like, hated it, like, that I talked to. They hated being there.
And, hated guys.
Hated dudes. I mean, it was a real...
Sad
I found
state
it
of affairs
very
sometimes.
Depressing.
Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine working there.
I found it very, like, at first, and I was, like, a young dude in my 20s, and I was, like... I was like, this is, should be awesome. But then I was like, no, it's sad.
It's very sad. Yeah.
Turns out awful.
Turns out it's real sad.
Sad stories.
Yeah, like you hear stuff and you're like, my God.
Yeah.
So I just, I don't know, it was a weird scene. But that's a dying art too.
Stripping?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that those things are
Because
not what they used to be.
You know, if you just magically make me a pretty girl.
Yeah.
Where am I gonna do that stuff?
Right.
At home on a cam.
Exactly. Like cam stuff is taken over.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They don't have to strip anymore.
You don't have to. And you are doing stuff to yourself, but you're not, well, unless you've got a boyfriend and you do stuff on cam or whatever. You're just doing stuff by yourself. Like if you're working in a place, depending on how shady it is, there's a lot going on.
Crazy.
Right.
New efforts. That's a crazy thing to say.
I've never seen it on a billboard for anything, really.
Ah!
You know, like McDonald's, new effort. We're trying harder. No, like it for a strip club, though, it just, like, basically, we weren't even trying.
It's like what Domino's did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They said, we sucked. We're
going to try better.
Yeah. I don't know. It didn't make me want to go there, though.
Yeah. We'll rub your boner raw. We'll really, really blister it up.
Now, Paul... Paul is with us. Paul, you encountered a lazy stripper.
Oh, wow.
This was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. We were at a unnamed facility that burned down a couple of years ago in downtown Detroit.
Okay.
And three of us are over there. And, you know, they were up there not really into it. But a friend of mine who had his stripper that she was doing the booty shake in front of him, I looked down and I started laughing, probably the hardest I've ever laughed. While she's shaking her booty in his face, she's down there texting.
Oh my God.
Yes, it was hilarious.
Wow, at least stop. Listen, if you're going to sex me up, you have to pay attention. I would be very furious.
They got to text that guy who might come in and spend a couple hundred bucks just so they won't talk to someone.
Yeah, but I'm currently paying you. So I'd call her out. I'd ask to speak to a manager. I don't know.
Yeah.
Madam, can you at least focus?
There's a goddamn manager around here. I got to have a word.
That's a horrible customer service. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's strippers.
Yeah,
but I'm still paying for a service. Focus on me.
Worst job ever.
Is there like a district manager or something? I feel like I need to escalate this.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to need someone higher than this.
Real toothy, sir.
Yeah.
It's real toothy. You know what I'm saying.
Just listen, hey, if I'm paying you to focus on me for a couple of minutes, focus on me for a couple minutes.
Yeah, I get that.
You know?
Sure.
Anonymous voice changing technology here. You were at this strip club, and you can attest to the fact that they needed to put in more effort.
The whole club needed more effort. The building needed new effort. The strippers needed new effort. The drinks needed new effort, too.
Yeah. Oh, so it was just a disaster.
Yeah, I was doing kind of follow me. They tried to buy me back into the club with three really watered down drinks and wasn't having it.
Yeah, I will say this. So growing up in the area, that place was one of the worst places you could ever go.
Yes.
For a while. Like, when I was a certain age, it was one of the worst places you could ever dream of going. Mm. Then they came up with, like, a new effort.
They did. You're right, because that's where I ended up for my bachelor party.
Yes. They had a crop of girls that were, like, all of a sudden they had actual pretty girls, and they had a run there. They were, like, you know, doing all sorts of games every week, and they had a run. And I don't know what has happened since, but apparently it went right back downhill again.
I guess.
Now they need to recharge with the new... But what I think really happened is that a mass majority of girls, pretty girls from Montreal that used to come and strip, do not come to this town anymore. They go elsewhere because the money is elsewhere.
I just keep picturing somebody getting like a butt in their face and then the girls texting and you're just like, this is not this one, dude.
Well, I would be angry.
You know, God damn it, she's not paying us.
As soon as this warrant song's over, I swear to God.
Well, for sure, I'm not giving her a tip.
No, absolutely not. Some other person who went to that club said they had a ceiling tile fall on them, by the way.
As
someone was dancing.
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, that place has been around a really long time. And like when I was 20 years old, you wouldn't want to have been caught dead in that place. And then by the time I was like 25, they kind of turned it around.
New effort.
Someone said I had a stripper on a corner stage with a pole between her butt cheeks, just standing there watching the Price is Right reruns.
That's so hot.
$1.
Damn. Price is Right is on.
Stripper.
Yeah. Price is Right is on.
Daytime strippers.
Oh, they're right. That's the worst of the strippers. They can't make it.
That's a whole other lunchtime. World. The daytime stripper. Yeah.
Trust me.
It is.
I've seen it a few times, and it is horrifying.
It's a scary world.
Yeah, no, it is. So, anyways, there's a new effort at this place. Hopefully it works out for them. But I guess they needed it.
Yeah.
Things were bad.
Yeah.
Business must have been bad for them, too. Put that on a billboard.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, ladies, listen up here. You may not have been picking your lipstick correctly, because they say if you want the perfect lipstick for you, match your nipple cover. Color. Match the color of your nipples.
Yeah.
Because it's like your the natural
skin
tone of your
tone.
Lips or something.
I guess. This is someone in Arizona. She's the one that started this whole thing. She said that your perfect lipstick color is your nipple color.
No, it's red.
She tested the theory with the lipsticks in her makeup drawer. None of them matched her nipples. So she said, okay, well, let's take some pictures and go to Walgreens. So she was walking around Walgreens.
With nipples in her hand.
No, looking at her phone secretly.
Right.
To compare nipples it with lipstick. Putting lipstick in her cart. And she realized it absolutely is correct. They would not have normally selected those colors. But after comparing them to their nipples, they did. And it was perfect. And this beauty trend has taken off since then.
Nipples and lipstick, huh?
Beauty magazines have tried it out. The majority of people saying it works.
Yeah. I must have heard this somewhere because I knew that it was going to be nipples and lipstick.
Nipples and lipstick.
So, I don't know.
Well, I want to go to a makeup store and lift up my shirt and start putting the tester lipstick on my nipple.
What is your, shade?
The fire engine red is so
blown out of there.
My God,
way too
James
red.
Would be thrown out so fast. It would be amazing to watch.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I think James could do like a really dramatic one-man show called Nipples and Lipstick.
Starring James Campbell.
Amazing piece of art. Work.
I would love for you to have like the magazine that says that you should be doing it.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, it's in the magazine!
I picked it up off your newsstand right here! You're throwing me out like I'm some sort of pervert!
Yeah.
I'm trying to match my nipples with my lips!
Yeah.
Like it says!
Exactly.
Give me that pink. Give me that hot pink. I want to see some hot pink nips. Some pretty good.
They say it makes women look fresher, youthful, and more alive when they match the color of their lipstick to their nipples.
Yeah. Mm. To me, I would assume that it's just like a... It's not a bold. It's not some kind of bold choice in lipstick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Natural, it's just more natural. Like it you can pull off. Because aren't your lips almost probably the same color as your nipples?
I have to wait.
I don't know.
I'd have to kiss my nipple, which I can almost do.
Oh my God!
None of us ever need.
You can lick it.
All right, you guys.
It's got to be pretty close anyway, unless people have like real pink ones.
Or like, oh yeah, something's going crazy.
You know. I don't know.
Well, when Lisa said the lips and the nipples are the same color, I thought we did a story saying the lips and the nipples.
Well, we did the gums and the girl fart.
Oh, maybe that's what it was?
We did that.
The girl's gums are the same color as their insides.
Wow.
I remember that.
I had not remember. I don't remember anything, though. But so you see a girl's gums, you know what?
Yes.
I think the inside
of
your
mouth sense because
is
it's just
made of the same stuff as your butthole, too.
I'm sorry, what?
The inside of your mouth is the same tissue as your butt, as your butthole.
Nice.
We're just dropping tons of science facts this morning.
Yeah, we are. The way that Amy just answered that, like you were being like in your courtroom.
I know. Say it again.
You're
for the court.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it's the same color as. That's the same material, your lips and gums and stuff.
Wait a second. We're just saying, let me just get this for the record. The same color as girls' bits.
Yes, well.
And then the same material.
Mouth, yes, your inside of your mouth is the same.
Say it again.
Material as your butthole. As your butthole. It's the same as your butthole.
Everyone is licking the inside of their mouth right now going,
really?
Same kind of tissue.
Is it your cheeks or is it your, like, top of your mouth?
The inside of it.
So your cheeks. So yeah. If you lick the inside of your cheek, you know what a beehole feels like inside.
Yes. Right. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Or you may have licked a beehole.
Or so, yeah, you or already you know.
We all really talk out of our buttholes then.
Yeah,
you exactly. already know.
Yeah, everybody starts out as one.
Huh, that's right.
Yeah, it's the first thing that grows, right?
Yeah, that's the first thing we pop up as is
a little tiny butthole. I got a little butthole growing.
A little tiny butthole.
That's amazing.
I do like that as a court thing.
Yeah.
Same as a...
A black listener said that doesn't apply to black people.
Oh, man.
The nipple and lipstick thing doesn't apply to black people.
So what are you supposed to do if you're black, Dave?
I have no idea, Chuck.
Damn it.
I've not looked into it before.
You need the answers.
But anyway, this woman that made this discovery, she actually invented an app for this called Nip Lips. They scan, you scan your nip.
Download it right now, Jane.
It's a color matching app. You scan your nip and it matches the right color for you.
Okay, but hold on a second.
Now I'm really nipples on this perv app.
Can we look up black girls' nipples?
Well, I guess we can.
No, because I just why isn't it work? I have to know why it's not working. Nipples.
I think they really botched the name of this app too. They could have called it Nipples.
you don't like Nip Lips?
Mm-mm.
Okay, let's take a look here.
I'm just trying to see.
We got some black lady nipples.
He's got a song.
The song.
Jesus. There's a lot going on here.
Oh, my God. If you search black lady nipples, you get some graphic images, as one might expect. But, well, they're... Okay, let's see if we can...
Whoa,
we've
got more than
my God.
Nipples.
Yeah, wow. We've got nipples and a dick.
Yeah,
I wish I could see.
Yeah, like so that example right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so there's the nips and there's the lips. They are.
So what they're saying is, in this case, that she should be wearing like a darker shade, obviously, than what she has going
this
on.
This woman, there are some messed up nips out there.
Yeah, look at those ones on the left.
What is happening to that lady? They're each pointing in different directions.
They look like they've been stung by hornets.
The size of the areolas on this one, too, insanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I mean, maybe it would still work, I guess, but you'd be wearing a real dark shade. Some ladies.
Our nipples are like snowflakes.
Yeah, each one's different.
Everyone is different.
Yep, she's drinking milk out of
that. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's just
we're good though. God. I mean, we're good. I needed to prove it.
Just an old.
I just wanted
so
to see
so many pictures, Chuck.
I know, but there's a lot more going on. Like, what's that guy doing?
I don't know.
What's the
I
guy laying down? Look at the one. Look at the one next.
Have you ever seen a cross-eyed person? This is like a cross-nip person.
Well, I don't know what's going on there. There's also something else growing.
Lots of stuff rubbing together
down to the left on that boob.
Ooh.
Well, yeah. There's that.
Those are big. Those are so big. She's got turkey bumper nipples.
Like giant tissue rolls sticking out of her chest.
But then that one, look at what's the damage? One. What's the extra?
I don't know, over here.
Yeah.
It seems as those are some.
It's like her areola just kept growing.
Yeah.
Yeasty.
Man. Boobs. You're so lucky when you've got perfect ones, you know?
Yeah, you are. You are. Ladies, consider yourself lucky because there are some disasters here. Again, if you want to see what we're seeing, search black lady nipples.
That's just what we search.
And keep scrolling.
Yep.
But there's a black listener who claims it doesn't work. You can't match your nipple color to your lip color if you're a black lady. So keep that in mind. If you want to download the app, which we don't suggest because they're probably just saving pictures of your nipples.
They're
saving those nipples, Dave.
Wait a second. You don't put your nipples in
the app. That's what this app's all about.
Yeah, this Nip Lips. Yeah, I just signed in, created an account. I'm about to scan my nipple and see.
Oh, nice. James Nipples on Nip Lips.
Yes.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, James. We've got a guy named James.
We now have a database filled with American nipples. His perfect plan.
He's doing it.
Oh my God, he is. Look, he's zooming right in. Is light on? His light is on too. He's giving it a good flash.
Of course, yeah. You needed to be well lit.
It's analyzing my nipple right now.
Oh, okay. Let's see what color. Will it tell you a name?
I hope so.
Can we look up your nipple lipstick?
Oh my goodness.
What's happening, James?
It's like it's calculating what color I should use.
Okay, let's see.
According to my nipple here.
What color is James's nipple?
I hope to God he doesn't have to sign up for anything to find out the real color.
Okay, according to my scan,
yes.
Desert Matte Botanical.
Desert Matte Botanical is the color of your nipple.
Does it give a brand or is
so
it
they're
just
suggesting
the color?
I should go with a mesquite bean, a tequila sunrise, or a burnt adobe. Those are the three matches compared to my nipple scan.
Tequila sunrise.
And is it a lipstick company?
Oh, that's right. I'll show you the colors because you can see the colors right here on the phone.
Oh, okay. Look at
so
that.
Yeah, help you guys paint a nipple dark. Picture.
Yeah. I love it.
Let's see what we got here.
It's very nice. I already know the colors, but
let me see.
So that's the color the same my nipple would be. And these are the colors they're recommending I use.
Where's the color that your nip is?
The top.
Oh, the top.
Yeah.
It's quite dark.
Yeah, he has dark nipples.
You got some dark nips.
Yeah, he has dark nipples. Yeah, very
mine is
tall,
way,
dark, and handsome.
Yeah.
Mine's
yeah.
definitely what pinker
are
we, than that.
Are searching like cactuses?
What that's what comes up when I touch James, the name of that color.
My favorite would be scenes. The tequila sunrise. Tequila sunrise.
You want to see some tequila sunrise?
It still has a hint of femininity.
Yeah, a little red.
Looks like an old lady took over our computer.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. It's like Dave's looking
botanical
up.
Color.
Yeah. Botanicals. Oh,
Google is like, what is this?
Well, we
were they just searched black lady nipples, and then they went to Desert Map Botanical Color.
Yep.
I don't know. I made a mistake.
Black nipples. Mine are way pinker than yours.
You want me to take a picture on the app and see
yeah,
what they recommend?
Yeah, we'll take a picture of Dave's
sure?
nipples.
But I'm just saying, like, yours come off way darker than mine.
He has a darker tone. He's tall, dark, and handsome. You're a blonde.
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
Tequila but there you go. Sunrise.
Tequila sunrise.
It's a gorgeous color on him.
James's nipples are tequila sunrise.
That's the color you guys see boys settled on?
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous on them.
I think that's a good
perfect,
one.
Perfect shade.
Desert matte.
It's masculine enough with just a hint of femininity.
What's right. interesting is if you took... I wonder if it can tell that it's a nipple or if you took a picture of your lips.
If it would just match to the color of whatever you scan.
Probably,
like my ball sack, if I scan the color of my ball sack.
Yeah, like what's the perfect match?
Does your ball sack and your nipples the same color? No, I would say no.
No,
they're different colors.
No, yeah. Different colors. What else you want to know about me? What else you want to know?
I didn't mean to ask you specifically. I just was putting it out there as a question. Like, I was just asking the world, not just you, Chuck.
What else you want to know?
That was awesome.
Yeah. I don't know what color my taint is.
He answered honestly with conviction.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't
my
mean,
nipples
sorry.
Are, my nipples clarified. And my balls are different colors, Dave.
Yeah.
The perfect man shade is the color of your sack.
Have you ever had a man ask you that before?
Never in my life. Not till now, Lise. Not till now. But you know what? I knew who the guy would be.
I knew it would be Dave.
You get Dave long enough, and he's going to ask you the color of your sack.
Yep. Have you ever had a man ask you that?
No.
Damn.
Nope. You know what? I bet I go my whole life and I've never asked again.
Well, I'm sure.
You're right.
I never even thought about it before that moment.
That's a funny day at work. I was asked today if my balls and my nipples matched by my cohort.
Yep.
Maybe that's the new does the curtains match the carpet?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah,
I answered honestly. Oh shoot!
I guess I'll have to take a picture of my sack and my nipples and put them together.
No. I mean, I guess I really don't know. I mean,
you want to use the app? I'll bring it in and we take some pictures.
Oh, God.
There's a lot more red in my nipples than like a reddish than
my
sack.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
my sack is more just my skin tone. Maybe
I feel like my sack's like a chameleon.
Mine's like a squid.
Okay. Mine's like a chameleon because, like, it'll be darker sometimes, and then like maybe more blood is rushing to it. Other times, it looks great.
Someone says
match it to the wall.
They
the
feel as a guy, the skin on our elbows is the same as the skin on our scrotum.
Yeah, I
don't know. I got incredibly dry elbows from time to time.
Real dry elbows too,
and my nuts are not dry.
But color wise.
I don't think
maybe.
So.
I have to go take
no, this is bright white. Yeah, this is like bright white.
Yeah, my
My sack definitely got some color.
Mine does. I have like those. I think I got those squid cells in my sack. I could match. If I really focused, I could match it to a rock.
Yeah. To keep it safe.
He's got that squid sack.
Yeah. Gotta keep it safe.
Octopus sack.
Anyway. Yes. A lot of information there.
Chameleon nuts.
They change.
That's old chameleon nuts.
I've looked down and been disturbed by what I've seen. Just to no blood was going to it.
You can't stare at your own sack too long.
You know, like you sleep with your legs crushing it or whatever.
It's like, no. Yeah.
Like I said, I've had my balls fall right asleep on me.
No, that's no good.
No.
All right, let's move on here.
Sure.
But just so apparently...
you let me know.
Ladies of color, you can't use this tip, but other ladies, if you want to find the perfect lipstick, match your nipple.
I think they can, because this is the thing that it doesn't show. So James's nipples were dark, okay?
Yes.
So it said, this is how dark your nipples are, but it gave lighter shades... Like, Tequila Sunrise is much lighter than his actual nipples.
Much lighter,
so
more red.
Black girls can use this. It's just, it takes a, it decides what color your nipples are and then gives you colors that perfectly match that color.
Yes,
even if it's lighter.
Several colors, too.
People are thinking, like, it has to, your lips have to be darker, but that's not what it's doing. Like, James Tequila Sunrise is going to look gorgeous.
You know, this guy makes a point here. He says his sack doesn't see any sunlight, yet remains pretty tan all year round. And as a man who's never tanned his nutsack, and I'm of Irishman, my sack is darker, I guess, than it.
Yeah, like, I think your genitals are normally darker than your actual skin.
Darker hue to my junk and balls.
Yep. Some people, it's much darker. So.
Yeah, it's like a shockingly.
Yeah.
Shockingly
different,
darker.
Like, different.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on then. Do men with bionic penises give their partners more orgasms and make them better lovers?
These are the dudes with the balloon pump-ups?
Yes.
I gotta assume. I mean, the thing doesn't shut down.
Yeah, I mean, you can just pound all day.
So, actually...
As long as you're in shape.
In the UK, 450 guys who suffered severe erectile dysfunction were actually given free bionic penises.
Mm-hmm.
From the government last year.
That's amazing.
It's a wonderful service.
The government gave it to him?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. My government wiener came today. Yes.
Dude.
Sweet.
When that government wiener comes in. Oh, what a day.
Glory days.
Yep.
Yeah, so they all received this surgery that totaled about $10,000. And they all, ranging from cancer survivors to people with type 1 diabetes, all sorts of different things. They were asked afterwards, though, and their partners were asked about their performance before and after, because it was a study. They had to agree to do this when they got their government wiener.
Right.
Right? We got to see how these work. How do these function in the real world? So they asked them before and after questions.
This is in the United States they were issuing these?
This is in the UK.
UK. Yeah.
I was like, they'd run out of.
They'd never give out free dicks here.
No. Goddamn. Politics.
The partners scored 10 before the surgery. After the surgery, they scored an average of 22.
Well, there's a reason why they were getting the surgery, right? So, like, before the surgery. They were pretty bad.
Well, I assume, I'm hoping they'll remember when it was working okay.
It's funny that
for 20 years, they're not going to remember.
You
got to
be real gentle with the egos because you start at 10.
Yeah.
You're like, how was he? He was a 10.
Yeah, they don't say what it was out of.
Yeah.
100.
22. Oh, 22 is the highest. Yeah. So women living with men who had no erection problems, they rated an average of 14. But the guys with the bionic dongs rated an average of 22.
Okay, but you also have to think of, like, when you're hungry, you know, you haven't eaten anything in a long time.
Everything's delicious.
And then you taste something, and it's so, you're just like, oh, my God, you eat so much of it. And like it's like going to a restaurant super hungry. You can't really review it
because
your brain just thinks anything that you're eating is the best thing ever. You go there another time, and it's like, oh, that wasn't that great. You were starving. These ladies are starving. Their vaginas are starving.
Oh, my God.
They have starving vaginas.
So they're going to rate it super high.
Out of the research, they pulled out that 33% of the women were more likely to orgasm when they had a guy fitted with a bionic penis.
And that involves, that's the, when they insert the rod or the cylinder inside the dong.
Yeah, with the pump.
That's how they did it.
Sack pump.
And it's the hydraulic system that allows the penis to become rigid when it's pumped full of liquid from a store that's kept next to the testicles.
You got a little bag of juice in
a little bag of wiener juice.
It's got to be the safest, right? Like, if you'd put the metal in there, at least then it wouldn't, you hope it wouldn't snap.
You almost want the metal, right? the liquid
could break.
Yeah, you don't want that breaking if she's...
Well, I think that's both. It's a liquid and a rod.
Liquid and a rod.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Both kinds of Terminators.
Yep. But the findings, they say, prove this surgery works and works well. They say the findings are very encouraging. They indicate this type of surgery is a superb example of precision bioengineering. Last year, a man born without a penis was given a new penile implant using skin from his forearm so that he can have sex with his long-term girlfriend. And we talked about this guy, 46-year-old Andrew Wardle. He was finally able to do the deed with his girlfriend using a button to pump it up. He was delighted with the result.
Oh, I bet.
I watched one of them get pumped up in Vegas.
Yeah.
Watched it.
Oh, that's sure right. We did. We watched it.
Watched it plump right up on YouTube. That married couple that walked by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Innocent bystanders walked by and watched us watching a penis get in.
They were like, what are these people? Vegas.
This is us.
Vegas.
Yeah,
we're like, it's us.
What are we do?
We're looking at an inflatable wiener.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, if you, if some tragedy happened and you couldn't get an erection anymore, $10,000 to me seems a pretty good deal to be able to buy yourself a bionic penis. These guys were giving it for free.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The cost amazing. Of it is
the
about...
The free is real amazing.
Yeah. It costs about $10,000 to do.
But yeah, it's a miracle. We're on the cutting edge.
We are on the
dong
don't
science.
You think the next generation will be way better off when it comes to dong stuff?
They won't have to worry about it.
I think that they're going to be genetically designed to be...
Yeah,
perfect.
Like, you don't have to...
Everybody's going to have 9+.
We're 10 years away from them making breakthroughs that you can't even believe. If they let them out.
Yeah.
You know, maybe only super rich get them.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.